This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 7th, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. If there's anything Americans have a right to know, it's who we are fighting in a war. The Obama administration seems not to want to make that information available to the public. This is the most recent action against transparency from the self-described most transparent administration in history. Gene Healy, a vice president at the Cato Institute, comments.
Well, I think the first time that phrase was used, the most transparent administration in history, the first time that phrase was used by anyone in the administration, it was in the spring of 2010 when Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said it at a press conference. And according to Politico, laughter broke out in the briefing room at this statement. And since then, it's only gotten funnier or sadder, depending on your perspective. It's one thing for a Democratic government to use state secrecy. We can all think of things we might that a democracy might want to keep classified: nuclear launch codes, weapon designs, that sort of thing. The remarkable thing about this administration is that they claim the right to keep from the American people some of the most fundamental decisions that a democracy can make, the information on what the law is, how the administration interprets the law, and even, who we go to war with.
Is the executive branch essentially using the 2001 authorization of the use of force as the what they're hanging their hat on?
Well, it's not clear in terms of the secrecy. What the administration has said, there's been this phrase about we're at war with al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and its quote-unquote associated forces. That probably does refer back to the 2001 authorization for use of military force. What's interesting, or maybe appalling, is that if you want to know who these associated forces are, that's classified. Carl Levin, back in May, Senator Carl Levin of the Armed Services Committee, asked for a list of these associated forces. And the Pentagon said, we'll give you a list, but you got to keep it secret. The rationale was pretty amazing. It was that by publicly identifying which of these jihadi groups were going after with drones and building secret drone bases to combat, we'd give them bragging rights. It would raise their stature, and that would be dangerous to American national security. Well, Madison thought that the most important clause in the Constitution was the one that gives Congress the power to declare war instead of the executive branch. What the administration is saying is that we can actually keep secret who we're at war with because it might raise the stature of one of these groups.
Didn't the Bush administration raise up al-Qaeda to be this very spooky boogeyman?
Yeah, and this is a bit of a different twist on that. The Obama administration is saying, we can't let you know which groups we're targeting. But it might be useful for the American people and their representatives to have a public debate on whether these increasingly marginal groups that didn't exist on September 11th are worthy of building this vast archipelago of bases and conducting a permanent drone war against. That would be something that you might want to debate in the open, in a public forum, like you do in a democracy.
Ron Wyden has been talking for a while about a secret Patriot Act. What does that mean?
He's been saying this for a couple of years, and we learned more about that after the former NSA contractor Edward Snowden revealed the existence of this vast so-called metadata program, this program by which the National Security Agency has swept up some 7 years' worth of calling records on virtually every American. And the Secret Patriot Act involved here is Section 215 of the Patriot Act. The administration, which allows the government to compel the release of business records like phone calling records when they are relevant to, quote unquote, relevant to a terrorism investigation. It turns out that your phone records, my phone records, and virtually every American's phone records are considered by the administration and the FISA court to be relevant to terrorism investigations. Well, that came as news to Congressman James Sensenbrenner, who's one of the key architects of the Patriot Act. He's been very vocal about that. And I think it's fair to say it came as news to the American people that the administration was using a definition of the word relevant that does violence to the ordinary English language.
The Obama administration has already gone to war for months on end without congressional approval. It did so in Libya. And is there any indication that they recognize that there is some sort of problem here?
Not really. 2 weeks ago, in fact, we're getting involved not in an active combat sense, but in providing military aid to Syrian rebels. Now, the polls say that, when Americans talk to pollsters about this, 70% of them are saying we want to stay out of this bloodbath. But the administration has decided that we need, quote unquote, skin in the game, so we're giving weapons to various Syrian rebel groups. 2 weeks ago, the Washington Post had a story about how this was approved. It was behind closed doors by the House and Senate Intelligence Committees to divert CIA funds to a covert weapons program for Syrian rebels. And there's an amazing sentence in that piece, which is that the Post reports that Obama approved this as a covert action in order to avoid the need for wider congressional approval. So they do seem willing to do an end run around ordinary constitutional legislative processes. But an interesting aspect of that is this kind of works out for certain congressmen and senators as well. When they asked Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's on the Senate Intelligence Committee, how'd you vote on aid to Syria? She said, it's classified.
Gene Healy is a vice president of the Cato Institute and author of False Idol, Barack Obama and the Continuing Cult of the Presidency. You can get your copy at Amazon and at cato.org.